Parsha ends off one of the most famous, with a famous piece, the mitzvah square. Zohar as a shah salach amalek, baderech b'tzeisrim mitzvahim. The Torah says that we have to remember what Amalek did to us. Derech b'tzeisrim mitzvahim, shekoch baderech, the whole parasha. The Torah says how we have to take revenge. Oya b'ani Hashem alakecha. I always say pshad. It says, "V'ayyeh baniyach Hashem alakecha misaviv." Why do I have to give that hakdama? V'ayyeh baniyach Hashem alakecha misaviv. The mitzvah is to wipe out Amalek. What do we have to have? The Teretz is that over here it's not a territorial. The war is not a territorial. It's a war against the Metzias of Amalek. So it's nothing to do with anything in the Pshat and the fact that we're coming to capture any land. We're settled in the land. There's no problem. There's nothing bothering us. They're not bothering us. They're not Timcha Ezecha Amalek. Wipe out that. So about the Yisoid of Amalek, as we understand, and it was talked about very much, that the Yisoid of Amalek, Rishis Goyim Amalek, they attacked Klal Yisrael Shom Amam and Yirgazun. It was very good with Thursday Shmuz. We didn't end off. But the Yisoid of Shmiya is good for the, that's very Gishmag. We started the Parasha. The Parasha was a Shmiya. The parasha was a parasha of Shmiya, and the parasha ends with the fact of Amalek who didn't hear, but Yishma Yisrael, but Amalek Lloyd, they didn't hear. They didn't hear the message. Maybe the Timcha Zech Amalek, but I want to say another kvetch today, Rosai. Because the Chazal is a murder, the Gazar, Timcha Zech Amalek, mitachas Hashemoyim lo tishkoch. So Rashi says, "Miish v'ad isha, mi'oil v'ad yoyne, mi'shor v'ad tzesh lo yeshem amog niska apil al behema. Lo'imar, behema zu v'shal amog." It's not the word wipe out the, it's wipe out the gavra. It's what to wipe out the chafts of amog. This not the gavra. The whole mitzias of amog, even if a behema, had a behema, a little shepherd's little cat, this cat was belonged to, you know, to Amalek, little Pitsy, you know. Wipe it out, tear off its head, tear its eyeballs out. A little cat, Avrachmanis, you know, it belonged to you know, Haman. So Lamaisa, get rid of it, wipe it out. Chotzapela the Gazavra boys. So the pastures is about Demochama was, the pastures of the Lomdis. Is them Chama, as we saw, they threw the milas up because them Chama was against the Ibn Shalom, the Meila in this world. I mean, they said the Ibn Shalom take the milas. Rashi says, Machas Korch Baderech, Machas, what's Rashi say over there? So Rashi, Nashe Korch Baderech, Vaizani the Chokon, Vaizani the Chokon, Machas Zonov, they took the milas. Shine that is that they threw the milas up to Shemayim and they were saying, Ibn Shalom, you're staying in heaven. Down here, we don't need your, you know, Shemayim, Shemayim, Lashem, Varas, Nasan, Lepnei Adam. We'll take over down here. We don't need your Ashkoch, we don't need, take the Milas, which is why Hashem's Ashkoch, and throw it up. So, Mitachas Hashemoyim means Faket, Dafka, we have to wipe out Mohat, because the whole Kampf was Mitachas Hashemoyim, was in that Mid of the Kodesh Bom, Mitachas Hashemoyim. That's very geschmack, but I want to say maybe a new nature by saying, because we're in the Bein Adam Chaveru Shmuz. I want to say a different word in the mid of a mog where it has to be wiped out, Rabbi Yisrael. Because we look at the mog, Rabbi Yisrael, this just hit me just now, Mamish, 5 seconds ago. Zohar is a shalachol lachol ma'derech. The Torah is very, very ma'arich over here. The Torah could say, Zohar is a shalachol ma'amolek, and go on to the last passage. Tim Chakub, we wouldn't have 3 psukim to be able to see. But the ma'isa on that we could have put something else in. But shteitoch zorzus halachol amalek. Mitzayischem mitzrayim. Simchazeich amalek. Okay, we have to talk about what they did. So they hashakocha b'derech. That's it. But the Torah goes into arichas b'derech. Mitzayischem mitzrayim. Hashakocha b'derech. V'yizane b'chakon nechasholim acharecha. V'ata oyei v'yageya. V'ata oyei v'yageya v'lo yorei l'kim. It could be Rabbi Yisrael, the emphasis over here, Rabbi Yisrael, and that's the V'lo yorei l'kim, is the meter from HaKadosh Baruch, because Mokum Sha'ate, G'dulot Sha'akadosh, Ha'am Tshom Atav, as Agmar in Megillah 31a, B'chom Mokum Sha'ate, G'dulot Sha'akadosh Baruch, Sha'am Atav, Moitzi, and V'san V'sot. The meter of HaKadosh Baruch is Fakat. The godless, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch is to be Roya in the Nebuch, to be Roya in the person that's a Nichshal, to be Roya in the person that's wearied and tired out, to be Roya, to see the Yosso and the Almona, to see the person that's Mamish. Amalek's God of Fakat was like, you know, a stickle like the Germans, the superior race. They attacked Afka, the Oyev, the Ogeya, the Nechasholim, all those. And there was the war. The pshat is that the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'keret is to have rachmonis, to understand that if somebody's missing, somebody's weaker, somebody's more nebuch, v'keret, the midah of Torah, the midah of the Bnei Shlomo is k'mokum sha'ati moitzei, zulasa, with its dula, with its greatness, sham ata moitzei av v'nesod, av v'nesod, there we see that the Torah, the Bnei Shlomo is ram v'nisa, v'estako, he sees the yosoi, the almona, the people that are mamas downtrodden. So the attack of Amalek Pekach was a camp against the Bnei Shlom because Fakert, they went on a high plateau and the Iftafka went to wipe out the Oyev, the Ogeya, the Nechshol Macharecha, the new Einfall that hit me this year. And therefore that was the camp against the Mitzias of the Bnei Shlom because the Bnei Shlom Fakert, those who needed more, those who were more worldwide for care, the midah of HaKadosh Baruch and the midah we have Allah to the Torah of Istavka to look out to those who are weary, those who are tired, those who are nichshol, to makar them more, not to throw them out and destroy them, not to wipe them off the map. That's the midah of Amalek. The midah of Amalek is they go after the Oyev, Yogev, and Nechsholim. And the midah of HaKadosh Baruch is for Keret, that's Dako, to see Taka, the Nechsholim, to see the downtrodden people, to look at them, take care of them, and to look after them, to have Rachmanis on them, and to look out for them, Rabbi Yisrael. Meila, that's where you have to wipe out that meat of Amalek, the stira connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. A kind that we're superior, a kind that we're greater, but aside for care, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to look out for those who are not as great as us, doesn't have the things that we have, and to try to help them out with fakir. The Kodesh Baruch Hu made it that way, that we have the knowledge, we have the ability to help out, we have the money. Kodesh Baruch Hu boras aniyim, that people should, when the Gemara says that the money went to the Asher from the Ani, but also to learn to look out, to pesach tiftach, to learn to be a merciful person, we spoke last week, to learn to be someone that had midas rachamim. The Metzias is that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to have midas rachamim, and the achzorius of midah of Amalek was to obliterate the midas rachamim. Tafka the oyev yageya, because they want to obliterate the midas rachamim, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is midas rachamim. It's midah k'neged midah. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Don't be annoyed with that midas rachamim. You should wipe them out completely, because the ma'aseh they were coming to obliterate that midas rachamim to have rachmanis on the downtrodden." And it's Taka, as we spoke in the 2 weeks ago, or whatever, in the last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, Shoiftim we spoke. It was, whatever, we spoke in Shoiftim, when would we speak before that maybe? But anyway, we spoke about the Yisoid, no, Pashba A, we spoke about the Yisoid, that a person has to call Rachma v'richamcha, to be Zerid, 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 from the Etzim Midas, from the Etzim Midas of HaKadosh Baruch, of Alach, of Jochav, to look out, Rabbi Zerid, to have Chamonis, on those who don't have, to look out for people that are in a situation that need help, and to go out and help them, Rabbi Zerid. That's the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch, the Gantz, B'Sum Olam Chesed Yibone, Chesed can be done even, Chesed is Be'etzim, to do Chesed, but to go look out for people that have less, go however you want in this situation, and to lower ourselves, to be able to do that, to have rachmanis, and lower ourselves. And not to remain on that high plateau, that was Amalek, that's Midas Amalek. Midas HaKadosh Baruch is to lower yourself, to have the rachmanis, to look out for someone that's less than you, and to take care of them and fill them up. I saw an unbelievable ma'isa just recently, in Chodesh El. There was by the Mir Yeshiva many years back. So there was a new bacher coming to Yeshiva. A new bacher coming to Yeshiva. All the gedolim used to speak about when a new bacher comes to Yeshiva. Bechenes ager, v'haftem as ager. Chaim Shmuel's famous shmuz, v'haftem as ager. Ager doesn't have to be necessarily a person that comes from a foreign religion. V'haftem as ager could even be someone that's foreign to the place. Reb Chaim Shlomo is very big. When a new bacher comes to Yeshiva, you have to treat him like a ger, and you have to have to. If they show extra avatam, he's lost a little bit. He's far into the place. That's also medichinus ger. But anyway, Reb Chaim wasn't just a person that was a darshana. He was a person that practiced what he preached. So the Maisa goes, the famous Maisa, the Mir, the many famous one of Reb Chaim. Well, this Maisa was a very bewusst Maisa. Reb Chaim was on the bus, he took the bus like every other person, he sat on the bus. There was a new bacher on the bus with his luggage. He didn't recognize, he saw a man, nice man, sitting on the bus, and the man saw him heading on that bus, that was the famous whatever number bus that was headed to the Mir Yeshiva, and he realized it was a new bacher coming. Bacher didn't recognize Reb Chaim, but Reb Chaim realized, obviously, he's looking to, join the Mir this month. Anyway, Reb Chaim goes over to him and says, "What's happening? What's your name?" He goes over to him, starts talking to him, without mentioning who he is or saying anything about himself. So Reb Chaim says, I'm from here, whatever, from America, whatever, I'm coming, I came to take a fair in the Mir, I'm coming to the Mir. He says, I'm also in the Mir, he said. I'm also in the Mir, I also learned the Mir. Oh, very nice. So Reb Chaim says, I'm here for a little more long while already, so I'll help you I want to help you with you getting in. Getting accustomed to the place. So he asked, "Are you accepted?" He said, "No, I'm not there. I'm supposed to meet the Rosh Hashiva." That was the time when, the Banish was the Rosh Hashiva officially, or whatever, before that, Rav Lezi Yudel, I guess, was Rosh Hashiva still. Chaim Shlevitz also was a Rosh Hashiva, but he gets off the bus, and Rav Chaim takes his misvada, he takes his luggage, and starts carrying it for him. It's a very nice old man, he wasn't so old then, Rav Chaim, maybe he was in his 40s, 50s, whatever. So Reb Chaim takes the misvadai, he steps up two stairs to the office. He says, "Here's the office of the Rashiva. You should go in and take the faher." He says, "What do I do my love?" He said, "I'll watch it." He goes and takes the faher. Reb Chaim's outside 20 minutes watching his login. The guy comes out, Reb Chaim says, "No, what happened?" "Oh, the Rashiva said, I'm in. It's accepted. Mikubah." What are they writing there? Mikubah. Anyway. He said, "I'm excited." "Oh, very nice." He says, "I have to know. It was a bacher that left in the third floor. He just got mad. There's a room open." Chaim takes his luggage, schleps it over up to the third floor, turns into a room, sets him up. He says, "By the way, I never asked what you do." He says, "I'm the sabal over here, not a suffolk bracha lachil. I'm the sabal. I'm the porter over here. I work around it. I help people with their things." "Oh, very nice to meet you." Anyway, the guy settles in, puts his stuff away, comes down to the base medrash, feels all good himself, look at a very nice, sabal, very nice porter, a nice man, the mirror is a very nice place, it feels so nice, the guy took it off, took it here. He comes into the city, sees this man standing in the front, everybody's dashing, come over to him, that's a Pnei Yeshua, Reb Chaim was an unbelievable bucky. They say Reb Chaim in Shanghai, There's a famous Maisa Reb Chaim that they had only one ksois, and the Maisa was missing. After what they realized, maybe during the game was missing pages, missing a page or two pages, whatever it was. So they were very worried. What are they going to do? They said, "No problem." Reb Chaim took out a pen, started writing, filling in the word. Later on, they checked it. Mamish didn't miss a beat, as they said. Chaim was a bucky arts because he was saying, "This is the Pnei Yeshua." Everybody's crying, answering questions, and he's looking at this guy was just slapping over his thing. So he goes over to a guy, he taps on a guy on the shoulder, he says, "Who's that man over there? Seems to be a big Talmud Chacham, for a porter, for a guy who schleps his suitcase in the Mir, kind of thing." He says, "That's the Sheshiva, Reb Chaim Shpilevitz. That's the Sheshiva, Reb Chaim Shpilevitz. Reb Chaim Shpilevitz, half of us are Gerber, to meet it, to look. for people that need, that are downtrodden, person, they're going through it, they don't have to be happy, but to give them a feeling that they belong, whether it's ani, whether it's that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, how high you are, you're a Rosh Hashiva, you know, Kol HaTarakula of the mice, somebody right now is a matzav that he has to get accustomed, he has to feel good about himself, to lower yourself, that's the mida of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that could be, Rabbi said, the mida we have to wipe out from Amalek. Amalek held himself, Rosh is going to Amalek, but they couldn't lower themselves, they dafke attacked by Derech, by Toyoyev, Kolanachshom Acharecha. Timcha said, this mida has to be wiped out, forget it. Kolmom Shatok, the greater we are, the more accomplished, the more we have, whatever we have, we have to realize there are people that don't have, and our job is to go out and seek that out, and to look on them, and to have Rachmanis, and work on that midas rachmanis, no matter how to lower, the greater you are, forget the greater midas rachmanis it is, to lower yourself and to do it. And that's the essence of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, b'chol mokom she'atem motzei gedulosoi, and b'zchus, Rebbe said, that we work on this midas, looking out for the agena, but especially this midas, that we see somebody that's missing something, you see a bacha needs help, doesn't have a charusa, so we wait around, see guys sitting there, go over and learn with him, ain't ani ela b'das, the Gemara said, the biggest anias Rebbe is b'das, the person doesn't know, you go, we teach a guy a Gemara, doesn't know a Gemara, but he gave him such a good feeling, Mamash, you built him up, oh, you know the Gemara as well, and he can barely, he doesn't know how to hold the Gemara. Sorry. You were reading Kama Baba. This is Baba Kama. Bekitza. Anyway, you go over and teach him a Gemara, you go over and give him a Geshmak, a word, but he said, you never know how it could affect. It's a gewalt, a gezachar, but it's a be'etzer, but a schus liyam adinu, but it's a schus, but a to be tzrocha, a person wants to be tzrocha, to the midas rachmas, to the Ibn Yishlam, if you go in his ways, we act like him, because but we show a person that would hake his bonin, but a to be tzrocha, and a vallah be tzrocha, to aksir, 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 a